Like, I hope my impact is that I share the excitement of representation and to also share an abundance of diverse stories so that, the world can better understand and accept individual differences and uniqueness.
Hey, Me Searchers, you're listening to the Me Search Podcast. I'm your host today. My name is Dustin Domingo. My co-host, Crystal Tugatti, is unfortunately unavailable this week. She is working, and I hate working. Just kidding. I love my job. But anyway, on this show, we have critical, messy, and fun conversations with each other, with friends, and with leaders in the community. And together with you, the listeners, we're going to unpack important issues, learn and unlearn what we think we know about what it means to be Filipino. And on this episode of Me Search, we're talking to a homie of the pod by the name of Cassandra Pimentel, aka Casey. Welcome, Casey.
Thank you. Hello. I can talk now, right?
Yes, you can.
Hi, that was a great intro.
Casey is a wonderful artist and director, a film director specializing in music videos and dabbling in so many other things. I want to talk about Tapped In later, but let's start with hearing from you as a Filipina director, kind of what, in your words, how did you get into being a director, specifically, I guess, like, music videos and like how that has translated into what you're doing these days.
So how did I start? Well,
yeah.
I know off recording we were talking about us and our alma mater, UCR. So I came in as actually a bio major, but my whole childhood I was very into, like the whole movie magic behind the scenes, especially Harry Potter. And, but like coming from San Diego is very much a bubble. So nobody in my family is pursuing arts in as a career. So I didn't think it was supposed to be something I could pursue, even though I have had like thoughts and dreams about it in my younger days. It wasn't until college, that midway to college, when I was very much failing at bio. And I saw, like, from being very active in the Filipino collegiate orgs, that's when I was more exposed to Filipinos in the arts. So that's when I was like, oh, I guess, I could do this film thing. And from... I don't think I necessarily thought that I could do directing. I thought at first I can only do producing because I was, I don't know. I didn't know any Filipina female directors. So it wasn't until I got asked, or well, not I got asked. There was a guy in, not at UCR, who was a filmmaker reaching out to UCR students to if they wanted to work on his fan film. And like, I feel like over 50 people came, and then only like 12 of us trusted him. So from, and it was a lot of fun. So from there, I really got to learn the real like ropes of film, pre-production and production of film. And then, but we were dabbling on everything. And then I got asked to be the first AD on his feature film that was going to be on Netflix. And this is when Netflix wasn't a thing yet. Like, not everybody had Netflix. So it was still like, oh, what's Netflix? Or, oh, yeah, I've heard of Netflix. But yeah, I just got thrown into that. And I'm glad I did, because I know I said I was, like, the role was first AD, but I was also the assistant to director. I know a lot of people get that, like, confused, assistant to director and assistant director. It's actually both. Which made me, inspired me to actually be like, you know what? Maybe I can actually pursue directing. So I know that was a long path, but his name is Asani Johnson, a great filmmaker and first mentor, and he's the one who actually was like, "Why don't you give directing a shot? You really seem like with your personality and work ethic, you can do it." So I was like, "Yeah, let's do it." And my first short film happened to be a year later, and it was called "It's Not You, It's Me," and it was starring Kristen, who was very active in Wong Fu Productions, and Yoshi Sardosa, who was going to be the blue Power Ranger on Nickelodeon a week after I wrapped that short film, and Mary Lou Bustamante. So it was really, I got so lucky to have a beautiful cast as my first directorial short film.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. I
Yeah.
remember Mary Lou. I don't know if Mary Lou Bustamante
Yeah,
remembers
she lived
me.
in Riverside. Yeah.
Yeah, but like I was I remember seeing a clip from the short that you were referring to. I was
Oh,
like,
really?
that's yeah, I was like, that's Mary Lou.
Yeah.
I don't know if she remembers me, but I remember her. We were like we sang in the same choir in Moreno Valley.
She was very active in the choir and the church and the broad and the theater in Moreno Valley.
Yeah.
And
Small
Liz?
freaking world.
Yeah. I mean, ugh,
Look at
that.
UC Riverside changing lives. Well, to be honest, it was like you just so happened to be at UC Riverside, and it feels like things just happened to unfold for you in a way that really, really worked out.
Yeah, I just feel like I got really lucky. I was just surrounded by a great group of friends who really wanted to help me and make my first short film. And then it just so happened that, the YouTube scene was around Riverside.
Yeah, isn't
So
that crazy? Like
yeah, I know.
Riverside's on the map, you know?
Yeah, that's like where all
Yeah,
the OG came from. Like Riverside, Chino, it's all around there. Yeah, so.
you allowed to say like what Netflix thing that you
Oh,
were a part
yeah.
of? Yeah, what was that?
It's called Chalk It Up.
Chalk It Up. Is it still on Netflix? 'Cause I mean,
It's
it's been
not
such a
on
long
Netflix.
time.
Yeah, it's not on there anymore.
Okay.
But it was really cool when it was on there.
Yeah.
Like, Netflix, like, people were just starting, 2015, 14, 15 or something. That's when people. Or 14, 2014, that's when people are starting to like get Netflix
Yeah,
ads.
honestly, I didn't have a Netflix account until maybe a couple years ago.
Yeah, me too. Probably like 3 years ago or something. Or no, probably during the pandemic.
Yes.
Yeah.
'Cause also like folks were sharing passwords at the time.
True. Gosh, I did a lot of short films from there, but one thing I really wanted to dabble in was music videos. I don't know. I really don't know when that eureka moment was, but that first music video I ever got to direct was for my friend. Oh, I don't know. Do you know her? Mara De La Rosa?
Mara De La Rosa, that name sounds so familiar. Oh my God, she is in my book.
Oh my gosh. Yes, she told me. She did tell me. She
Oh
told
my
me she
God,
was
yeah,
in
I
your
met her like last year. She is so funny.
I love her.
Wait, so I know that Mara
We're really good
does. I was
friends.
like, why does this name sound familiar? Because I'm imagining a musician, but I know Mara as a writer.
A writer and a comedian.
Yeah, so
Wait, is that how
how did that trans? Okay, wait, first of all, this is crazy because I'm like,
it
there's so
You
many
know
connections.
everybody I'm dropping.
Well, the world is small, and I'm finding that especially with you. Well, maybe it's because like we went to the same school, who knows?
We don't know the same people.
Yeah, but okay, so how you're saying you met Mara De La Rosa, and that somehow like translated into a music video? Like, make that connection for me because I don't.
I think it
Yeah.
was from Mara's that I was like, because I said, oh, I want to try music videos. But I think after Mara's music videos, when I was like, oh man, I love this, right? Because it's so fun. So Mara had a web series called with her friend Mary. At Mary Nava, and it was called Bae's Welcome. And she had, I think, I don't know, I think she had six or eight, I can't remember, six or eight episodes, and she had a different director for each. And in mine, it came with a music video. So we shot, and it was a parody on Beyonce's Lemonade. So it was instead of, is it Lemonade? I don't know. But
I mean, if it was 2015 area, like if it was around that time, it probably was like Lemonade.
I think that's the song. But they changed it to Horny.
Wait, what?
The song is called Horny, but they used Beyoncé's instrumentals and we drew inspiration from her music video. And it's basically about Mara and Mary being horny over a straight girl.
I'm like absolutely blown away that there's this connection because, like, okay, so for context for people, because I haven't like mentioned this very much, but I've edited slash written a book that features letters written by queer Filipinos across the nation, and Mara is in this book because I happened to meet Mara like at a party, and I was like, hey, do you want to be in my book? And she's like, yeah. And like what she submitted for this project was so funny. I hope you all collaborate on something again in the future because I feel like that's magic.
We both talk, like, we're really good friends and we both talk about it. She does have really cool TV show ideas that she's been very concentrating on and trying to pitch. And I really do hope I could be a director for her. I don't think I can say what it is, but love it. And it's comedy. It's
Okay, wait, are
like,
you working on something separate with her?
no, I'm not. But she
Okay.
always tells me about it,
Oh,
a
got it, got it,
TV
got
show
it, got it,
that
got
she's
it.
talking about.
Yeah,
But actually,
let's pretend there's like a an NDA because I'm sure she probably wants to keep that under
I'm not
wraps for
going to
now,
say what
right? Right,
it
right.
is.
Okay. But now I'm gonna message her and I'm gonna be like, tell me all about it. Because
Yeah,
I want to
that
know.
was better. Yes. Ask her, ask her.
Okay,
But yeah,
cool.
I know that was a long story of how I got to music videos, but
So, do you prefer music videos over like narrative stuff? Like, how? Because I know that you do both. Like, do you have like a preference these days?
If you were to ask me a year ago, I probably would have said just music videos, but I have been missing narrative so much, and I think jumping into Raze, see you on IG, made me miss it even more. So I really can't pick, but the ka-ching ka-ching is coming from music videos.
The ka-ching ka-ching.
That's where the money's coming from, but
Okay, so I want to go back to something that you had said a moment ago or earlier in this conversation. You had said something to the effect of like, oh, I haven't really seen very many Filipina directors. So it's like, I didn't really know that I could do this. So now doing the work that you're doing, I imagine like this is probably impactful for other people. Can you talk about maybe what you feel like your impact is on the community or the industry?
My impact.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, I'm really glad that I've been very like involved in the Filipinos and Hollywood scene because I have met a lot of great Filipina directors. So I'm glad there is, like a good abundance of Filipina directors than it used to be in 2010-ish. But my impact is, well, you know what? I hope this is a good answer, but my whole thing is that, like, I made a mission statement for myself into why I should be a director in this industry and especially mainstream. It's because I always thought about, like, I really thought about how growing up, when we do see a Filipino on TV or listen to them in music, everyone gets so excited, right? Like that word excitement. Like we all get excited, like, oh my God, they're Filipino. Or like, oh, did you know they're Filipino? Listen to so and so. So my whole thing is I hope my impact is that I share the excitement of representation and an and to also share an abundance of diverse stories so that, the world can better understand and accept individual differences and uniqueness.
I love that you came ready with a mission in your pocket, just because I
It's on
feel
my
like
website.
every artist, especially artists with a website, anybody with a website, like having a portfolio to share, like it's important, I feel, to have a mission and a vision of like what all of your work is for, like why it is you're contributing and creating things to exist in the world. So I'm very glad that you have one. And that it's like really meaningful for the community. So I'm curious though, like how, like what was your process in coming up with that mission?
I really cannot remember when I started coming up with that, but I just knew that the word excitement has always been in the back of my head because everyone just like, I like the word. Everyone loves that word. Everyone likes to feel that word. But I think it was more so putting together why I want to do it. Or why personally I want to do it. So my personal was I felt excited. And then how do I contribute to the world? It was, I guess I always thought about how if it wasn't for TV and film, the world wouldn't be educated on other people. And I know back years then, there wasn't so much diversity and representation, so there is a lot of stereotypical characteristics in, for example, the Asians are like the nerd or the kung fu, and if we showed more representation of Asians as the leading role, then the world would be like, oh, okay, I saw it on TV. I guess in real life they're like that too.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, whatever you see on TV is like a reflection of how people think, honestly. Right?
That I totally agree. I feel like even though television and film, people superficially think like, oh, this is just like entertainment, but it truly is like a way in which we give groups of people credibility.
It really, people that aren't us, they'll be like, oh, don't you guys eat dogs? Because I heard that on TV. And we're like, what? It's because you heard it on TV.
Jeez.
Jeez
Jeez
Louise.
Louise, my goodness.
I always say that I wish I knew someone named Louise so I can go, Jeez Louise. So dumb.
I'm like trying to go down my like memory bank of like, do I have any friends and or colleagues like by the name of Louise? I don't know.
I also wish I knew more Jose's.
So you can be like, no way, Jose.
Yeah. I do know one Jose, but I haven't seen him in so long.
I know one Jose as well.
Yeah, just
It's probably the same one. Probably the same Jose.
it Jose who works at Disney?
I don't know. No, I don't think
Okay.
so.
Okay.
Does your Disney Jose,
He's a
did they go to UC Riverside also?
yes.
Oh, well then maybe I do
And
know
he's
him.
older too. He did
Oh.
a lot of ADR and boom operating and sound. And he's a flight attendant.
What year did they graduate?
He graduated, I don't know. I think he's older, but I think he graduated later, like 2013.
Okay.
12? 2012? I
I
never
was
know.
probably out of there before I met him. Or maybe we had like a little bit of overlap. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. We probably did.
Yeah.
Knowing that we like have similar people in our circles, I probably do know this person.
Okay.
Honestly, I just don't know the last name. Or maybe I recognize her face. Who knows?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
will send you later.
Okay, we'll do some stalking on the internet
So funny.
after this.
It.
Okay, let's talk about some current slash future projects that you are involved in and that you're proud of. So maybe can you talk to us a little bit about maybe something that we can look forward to in the coming months slash years?
Yeah, I got a big deal with Netflix.
Oh my
I'm kidding.
gosh.
I wish.
Is that something that you want in life at some point?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, manifesting that for
Oh
you.
yeah. I literally was like, I always tell my boyfriend, I'm like, I know it's gonna happen someday, a feature, like, don't know when, but I know it will.
You know, a couple years ago, I was like writing in my little journal. I was like, I'm gonna be on Netflix. So
Did
that's
you?
something
Oh,
that I'm like manifesting
I was
also.
gonna be like, were you on Netflix and I didn't realize
No, I'm not
it?
on Netflix, but maybe in the future, who
Yeah, I think
knows?
it's so doable.
Is it? Wait, okay, what do you think?
Was
Ray was on Netflix?
13 Reasons.
Oh my God, he was on Netflix.
Yeah, see, that's why it's so doable.
Okay, can we talk, like, unpack that for just a little bit before we talk about,
Yes,
like, maybe
what is
future
it?
projects? Like, what in your brain makes you so sure that something like Netflix is achievable?
Maybe not Netflix, but a feature is achievable. What makes me so sure?
Yeah, not to like downplay, but I kind of want to
Yeah.
unpack like how your brain is working.
I don't know, but I just like feel
It's a
it.
feeling. It's a feeling.
It's a feeling. Yeah, and also like I realize like if you asked me in 2010 about features, yeah, that should be like a hard reach. But nowadays, recent years, you can self-fund and then pitch it to like a distributor, So that's why I think it's really achievable as long as you have the money. And also, when I first came out to LA, I was working for a film producer who I'm very, very close to. She is very much a mama bear to me. Her name is Deborah Del Pret, and she was actually the producer of Wedding Planner with J-Lo and like Ender's Game. And when I was working for, I've been working for her for like 5+ years, and it was just all feature films, like all movies. So I totally know how the process, hands-on, how to make a movie from development all the way to distribution. So I think that's another reason why I don't think it would be too hard, because maybe I know the insights. So.
Yeah.
But also the
Yeah, I mean,
feeling.
I think I don't know all of the insides of like how things work, but sometimes I'm just like, I'm gonna do it. Like, I just feel like you make a decision because you feel like you want it, and then you do it.
Yeah, because then you're just so focused on that path, you know?
Yeah. So
Yeah.
I very much resonate with the it's a feeling
Yeah, it's a
thing,
feel. I
you
just,
know?
yeah.
Yeah.
And I always think this too. If you have a plan B, that means you think your plan A didn't work.
Ooh.
So.
I think about that a lot sometimes. I know that like really pisses
It's a
people
struggle.
off though, but I'm like, it's true because
It is.
you need to, at least my thinking a lot of the time, is that the reason things work out is because you keep taking action towards making that thing work
That
out, and
plan A, yeah.
eventually it works out because it's like you really are investing what you believe is for you.
True.
Yeah.
Naps all around.
Yeah. Snaps, snaps.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk again about you and like all of the things that you are manifesting and making happen. So talk to us about your upcoming projects.
Okay, so one that's coming out, we are actually going to premiere at our next Tapped In Mixer. It's a music video for Robin Navarra.
Ooh.
Yeah, do you know Robin? Yeah, did you meet him?
I did, yes. I don't know
Okay.
him personal. I don't know if Robin remembers me, but like, yes, we met.
Okay, I'll ask him.
At the last Tapped In, yeah.
Yeah.
I follow Robin.
Oh, okay. Did he follow you back?
I don't think
Meet him.
so.
No, we're homies like that. It's fine.
Okay, cool. But I will be at the next Tapped In. Tell us
Yay.
about the Tapped In. Tell us about like
Yeah.
What is its purpose? Like, when is it? Talk to us about it.
So Tapped In, the purpose was because in the beginning of 2023, David and I were having boba, and he was like, "I need to pick your brain. How do you keep meeting all these people?" And I told him it's literally at networking events. And from 2020 to 2022, there were no in-person things. It was very rare, all on Zoom. And it wasn't until the later half of 2023 that everybody started meeting in person. So in 2023, in the beginning, when David asked me, I was like, literally, it's networking events, but there's no like in person. And then I
This
was
is
like,
David Ari.
yeah, David RA.
Okay,
Yeah.
cool.
And then
Yeah.
I was like, we should just make one. And then he was like, yeah, why don't we? And then I was like, but I was like kidding, right? And then he was like, why don't we? And I'm like, wait. Okay, if you're not kidding, I'm not kidding. Let's do it. So that's how we did it, because we really wanted to find a space, because a lot of people are wondering, like, how can we meet other like-minded creatives and keep building together and like make, friendships and creative like minds come together and build teams, just because people weren't meeting in person anymore. So that is how Tapped In came to be. But since David and I are both filmmakers and work in music, we try to, like, I really wanted to be universal, but a lot of it is catered to filmmakers and musicians. I don't want to say it's necessarily music videos, because I do want to also like make sure like narratives are still like people in narrative can come to and meet other people, and collab and make friends and whatever. So that is how it happened. And it's in Orange County because David had a studio there. And it was nice because we got a lot of people from San Diego, Orange County, and Inland Empire, besides LA, come to the event. And we got people that we didn't know thank us for having that, because they were saying there isn't anything around them, especially in Orange County, any networking events or anywhere they can like meet other creatives. So that's why we kept it there. But I would love to bring it to San Diego too.
I can attest this event is freaking amazing. I went to the last one. It was a blast. And like now, I met David that day. Now we're working on a project.
Really?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it after
Awesome.
this, but
Yeah,
like yeah, so he and I are working on a project.
love it.
And then I met Joel Big Love, Joel slash Big Love.
Hi,
Yes, like your literal cousin.
Kuya.
And Joel is also in my book now.
Yeah. Love it.
So yeah, like there are very fruitful things that come from networking events, and I am so appreciative because this was a very safe space that I felt like even me as somebody who is not really like super duper involved in music videos, I still felt like, oh, like I belong here.
Yay,
And it was
I'm
very much a
glad.
space that like I had fun at. Yeah, and I met really cool creative people that I'm like working on things with now.
Oh
And
my God,
like
that makes me so
yeah,
happy.
so thank you. I feel like it was very much needed, very very much a success.
Gosh, I love this testimonial. I'm gonna take it from your podcast so
Yeah.
that.
Anytime you need a testimonial, I will give you a
But I'm
testimonial.
gonna like, tag your podcast and everything.
But
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy to hear that.
yeah, so I'm very excited to go to the next one.
Yay. So what's different for the next one? The first two we had panels, and this next one, we decided that we're gonna switch it up. It was supposed to be in March, but things happened. So, but and we're keeping it the same thing, where we weren't gonna do a panel, and it was more like a welcome to 2024, and like have a mixer and a party and whatever. But so the Tapped In is going to be at Anaheim House of Blues, in the Foundation Room on May 10. And instead of a panel, we are gonna have three artists. It's not a concert, but we're just gonna have them sing two songs at every 45 minutes, or three of the 45 minutes. So you'll see Apollo Bebop, who's really popular in Orange County, and I've never met Ariane before, but his music sounds really cool. And of course, Robin, aka he goes by his last name, Navera, he's performing too. He's excited because he really wants a broader audience reach out to, besides, his parents' fans.
Well, I'll have to reach out to him to get him on the podcast.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so I'm excited, and it's a funk night.
Ooh, I love funk.
Yeah, so we put there strongly encouraged to dress up funky, DJ AD from, I think he's from Orange County. He's also DJing. Besides the performances, though, we do have a fun icebreaker that I found from Simna Masala. I asked permission if I could use it. I'm not gonna say what it is, but it will be a fun icebreaker. And I
Okay.
really thought it was so effective when I used it, when I not used it, when I participated at Cinemasala.
Okay.
So
I love an icebreaker. Because I
yeah.
also like I personally find it difficult sometimes to just strike up conversation with random people.
Yeah,
Like
that's a good
I can
escape.
do it, but like if you
Yeah.
can if like it can just be organized. I'm like that for me personally, my personality, I'm like, oh, this is so much easier, like less pressure if like I'm made to talk to
Yeah,
someone.
if you're forced to. Yeah, no, you'll
Yeah.
definitely be forced to. And
Some people hate that, but I'm like, I appreciate it.
that's why I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to get anyone scared.
No, everybody's gonna have a fun time.
Yeah,
Everyone's gonna have a
everyone's gonna
fun
have a
time. It's gonna
fun
be so
time.
good. Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
it'll be so much fun. And yeah, so going back onto Robin's music video, it's my third one that I directed him on, and we will premiere it there. It's for No More Light. Yeah,
The
and
song is called No More Light.
the song's called No More Light. Yes. So I'm excited for everyone to see it. I've always wanted to play with Glow in the Dark.
It's glow in the dark.
Robin let me, he lets, what I love is that he just trusts me and let me play with whatever. But I, of course, I like ask him beforehand to approve everything, but like 10 out of 10 times he says yes. Yeah.
I
And
love that. Like one thing that I mean, what's coming to mind is like as creatives, sometimes it's harder to I mean, it's necessary to collaborate because it's like the end product is always like so much bigger than all of us. But like as a creative, I sometimes prefer to just be like, give me the control.
yeah. No. I know, right? So much easier. But I also learned from going to so many music video panels that like of music video directors who do like Doja Cat and like Beyoncé and Rihanna. Like I've been to all those panels. I do learn, and also I agree with like I nod, I'm like, dang, I went through that too. That it really is artist's last say when it comes to music videos, which is very different from shorts. So I remember when I first started and some artists like they were like, oh, we don't like this, they don't like this or this, or just even if like simple shots are just like, oof, stabbed in the puso, but then
Stabbed in
I
the
like I learned like from the panel that like, oh, it really is artist's last say, so I surrender in the end. Yeah. It's
That's
fun.
it's hard. I can see that having it be artist's last say in that like this is the video is supposed to be a reflection of the song, which is a
Yeah,
reflection of
which
the
is there.
artist.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
that's when I realized, like, oh, it really is. I'll give it to them,
Yeah.
which is fine. I'm totally cool
Yeah.
with it now. Now I'm like 100% cool with it. But before, when I didn't learn that, I'm just like, ooh, ooh.
Like taking it personally. Yeah.
I'm like,
Okay.
oh, did I fail you?
I
Yeah, that's how I felt. I felt like I failed them, but nothing.
think it speaks very highly of you that Robin is very much willing to trust your judgment as far as like you knowing how to represent the song, the music, and the art.
Gosh, I'm
Yeah.
so thankful that he allows me. So
Yeah.
we do collab though. Like he'll say some things and I'll incorporate it and then combine it. Yeah.
That's a great way to like collaborate with folks is like you just throw out an idea and then somebody's like, this is how I feel like we can make it happen.
And how we can make it better.
Yeah. Okay, where can people follow Tapped In slash like sign up to go? Like, are there tickets?
Oh,
Tell us about how we can
yeah.
show up.
I forgot we were talking about Tapped In. Tapped In Instagram is Tapped In Mixer. There is tickets. I know, sadly, we have to have everyone pay, but none of the money goes to us. Like, I want to put it out there. I make nothing out of this. This is just to pay, like to get everyone some food and like pay everybody else, This definitely is not for me. It's for the community. So the tickets are on Eventbrite. The link is in the bio of the Instagram page.
And how can folks follow you
Me?
slash learn more about like all of the cool stuff that you're working on or have worked on?
You can follow me on definitely Cassandra.Pimentel on Instagram. But if anyone just wants, because I combine that with like, it's mostly career stuff, but I combine a career and personal. But if anyone just wants to see like video work, the place where I only put videos is Cassandra Pimentel underscore directs. Such a freaking long name. But another place to find my work is just CassandraPimentel.com.
Follow the ads, check out the website. Casey, thanks for hopping on the podcast.
Thank you for asking me.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We need to definitely like have you back just because like the conversation's chill and fun and
Well, that was fun.
I love you. Well, thank you again. Thank you, Me Searchers, for tuning in. Don't forget to be a Me Searcher and follow us at Me Search Podcast and check us out online at mesearchpodcast.com. And as always, we're going to get to the bottom of things. This is Me Search, folks.